The price of a smoke varies widely across the United States because each state sets the tax imposed on the retail sale of a pack of cigarettes. In some states, it's a few cents. In others, it's several dollars. So, with 45 million American smokers, cigarettes are big business, and so is cigarette smuggling. Smugglers stock up on cigarettes in low-tax states or buy them tax-free on Indian reservations. Then they transport them to states where the price of a pack is higher. The higher the tax in the state where the smugglers unload the cigarettes, the greater the profit.
Right now, a tractor-trailer load of illegal cigarettes will net the truck driver about $2 million in profit.
Ted Deeds is spokesman for the Law Enforcement Alliance of America, a private law and order advocacy group. He points out that profits for the smugglers mean uncollected taxes for the states, money they need to fund local services, especially education.
The Wall Street Journal has reported that the individual states are losing approximately $5 billion, that's five with a B, $5 billion annually, simply from the lost taxes caused by the illegal cigarette black market.
Cigarette taxes are a vital revenue source for New York State, which has the highest priced cigarettes in the nation, almost $15 a pack. State taxes make up more than $4 of the cost. New York City taxes on an extra levy of $1.50. The state is collaborating with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, known as the ATF, in cracking down on the cigarette black market. Brad Mayone, with New York's Department of Taxation and Finance, says the agencies have been conducting long-term undercover investigations.
This work is dangerous and difficult and involves out-of-state operations, and we've been relatively successful over the years in fighting bootlegging. We did a case in March that resulted in numerous arrests that was about $11 million in tax loss to the state.
The ATF has worked literally hundreds of cases across the country in recent years.
Jeff Cohen is the ATF spokesman.
One of our more noted successes was a case a couple years back involving a Hezbollah terrorist cell in North Carolina that was transporting cigarettes to the state of Michigan and making a great deal of money on the untaxed cigarettes, and then was using the monies then to basically buy military equipment.
In spite of many successes, Cohen says, fighting cigarette smugglers is becoming more difficult.
One of the major problems around the world is the manufacture and distribution of counterfeit cigarettes. In recent years, these companies have become much more sophisticated, up to the point where it's almost impossible to tell the difference between counterfeit cigarettes and actual cigarettes.
And he says law enforcement's efforts are often hindered by a lack of resources and other priorities.
In particular, the ATF, we focus primarily on violent crime. When you have people who are trafficking in firearms or engaged in blowing up buildings or engaged in drug trafficking, sometimes cigarette trafficking is not considered a high priority. The other thing is that the criminals are very clever, and they often insulate themselves by having many different straw transactions in between where the cigarettes are ultimately sold.
Raising public awareness about this crime is essential to stopping it, according to the Law Enforcement Alliance of America's Ted Deeds.
America's police need to do a better job letting everybody in America know that there's a black market, and every person in America needs to make better choices, obviously not to buy it, and if they see somebody selling stolen drills out of the back of a truck, to call local law enforcement and report that. Second, law enforcement has to have a seat at the table when we talk about what to do next. Maybe we secure the border. Maybe we increase the penalties. Maybe we decrease the profitability. I'm not sure. But I do know for a fact that to have a rational policy, you need to have the police helping to formulate that policy.
Deed says developing more cooperation among various federal and local agencies can help combat smuggling. And he adds it would be useful for U.S. law enforcement officials to coordinate with foreign agencies and governments, since cigarette smuggling has increasingly become a crime with no borders. For Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.